Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Couldn't find his butt with a GPS. They don't have a clue.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You don't have the text line on, do you?
Yeah, I got it back. What's going on with Daryl today? Come on, Goo, get your head in the game, my brother.
What do you think of the myriad things that guy could be talking about?
It's Cooper Flag.
What do you think he
Cooper
is talking
flag
about?
Cooper Flag for Giannis. I stand on it.
I don't think that's outlandish.
Yeah,
for
I
you
wonder
to
if
say.
We had some the people we know everybody, but like Myers, would he be in on that? And I guess it's all dependent what we miss in these. Are you okay? I saw you grabbing your elbow during the break.
I'm injured.
What?
All right. How many people we got on this YouTube chat?
Oh, 700.
We got a lot. Yep. Hundreds. Yep. Okay. So if you're on the YouTube chat, just take a look at me right now.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-oh.
I got like a, right here on my elbow.
It's tennis elbow. Right I can already tell so, you from golfing.
Bursitis.
So when I, like if I go like this, let's say I put my hands together, okay? And I push against each other. I have a pain right here.
That's tennis elbow.
Right here.
And you golf
with all
a
due
lot.
Respect, Goo, I'm looking for second opinion now.
Oh, my.
It just hurts. Like whenever I lift something.
You're old. We're old.
Is it a bottom or top of your elbow?
It is right here, like side bottom.
I diagnosed him, Evan. It's
side
tennis
bottom.
Elbow.
Can anybody help
with your,
me?
With your UCL.
Oh, boy.
You know who doesn't have those problems? Who's also your age.
Yeah, you know what?
Our age, we're different ages.
I got to look.
Who's he talking about?
You know who he's talking about. He's trying to stick it to me. And you know what?
I don't know.
Let me tell you something. What, you remember those? They used to have those. I'll tell you what it is in a second.
Impossible.
Let me tell you something. You know, they used to have those, like auction off a bachelor or a bachelorette. I'm
going
to tell you something right now. You put me up against Cruise right now, Tom Cruise,
Stiney.
But nobody knows that he's a gazillionaire movie star. I'm taking home some votes.
Well, does he get his HGH and Botox? Because that's what he's using. I'm not hating. I had it. Come on, that dude looks incredible. And hey, you don't have a gut, but you don't have a six pack.
He doesn't have a six pack either.
Have you seen him?
You can't have a six pack at our age.
I was like, damn, Tom.
Dude, he's got like three shirtless scenes in Mission Impossible.
Have you ever heard of photoshopping?
No.
He does all his own stunts.
You're jealous. It's okay to be jealous. You got tennis elbow. Sit down.
He's the only guy your age with a better head of hair. It's okay.
Yeah, no, Evan, he does. Dude, his lettuce, man.
He, thank you, Little Miss Trouble. He's like 5'3".
5'6".
He's smaller than Stallone.
Okay, and your point?
He's also in great shape.
I tell you, I'm just saying, put a side by side with nobody knowing that he's a movie star. I'm getting some votes.
Tiny.
You don't think?
No, he's got better skin. You got good skin, but it ain't his.
Dude, I'm half Italian. I tan as well as anybody.
Well, no, I just wanted to come in and apologize to you because yesterday I came down, you know, people your age's road, and I saw one last night in a movie.
Watergate.
Yeah, exactly.
That one will never die.
Well, Cruz remembers Watergate. How old is that ass?
I think he's 61.
Dude, he's killing it. But he has both all this stuff that make you look good.
He's synthetic, dude.
He's got great form.
It's like LeBron without his million-dollar product in his body. Rick Bucher, by the way.
Yes, what about him?
Going in and insinuating, and Rick's a friend of mine. I got him in the Rolodex. We should have him on, said people in the league, coaches, players kind of know Bron uses enhancements, Donnie. I couldn't believe it. Do you think Bron could be on the...
I don't get involved in that.
Well, Curry's kicking Father Time's ass.
Okay, did we say it about him?
No.
Oh, why?
Because he ain't got trap muscles coming out.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Why don't you get a photo of Curry as a rookie and look at him now
last night
and ask yourself that question?
No, he put that work in. He put that work in.
So did Cruz.
Dude, Evan, it was a great movie. Just not in the...
Wait, did you see it?
Yeah, I told you.
Mission Impossible?
Do you listen to me? Saturday, my son and I went and watched it.
I thought you and Evan saw the same...
Not enough love scenes for me, though, Evan. A good movie has it all. A love interest.
Oh, my gosh.
Action. I didn't get... I wanted... And he was flirting, but nothing happened. I didn't... I left...
See, this is where Cruz has elevated into a different tier because he understands that he's at an age, looking around the landscape, he says, I don't want to come off as Belichick. I don't want to be the guy with a young Leo DiCaprio-esque girlfriend.
You never age out of it.
Well, that's...
If it's believable, like good-looking dude, he can get it.
He does have a six-pack.
No, man, he got the stuff I used to have on the side. Higher, what is that, Evan? On the side of the six-pack.
The gutters?
Yeah, fat. It's called fat.
No.
It's called spare tires.
Gills.
The muscles are on top of the six-pack on the sides. What do you call that, Evan? I used to have them.
Obliques?
Yeah.
No. The V? The taper?
Yeah, the V. But their muscles, you got the six packs and then they're on the side and you're like, the women used to be like, oh, God. You would count
this
them.
This is bad defense. You're reaching, as you would like to say.
What do you call that? Like Floyd Mayweather has, all boxers.
Abdominals.
Where in the body are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, you got your abs. Okay. And then right here, you got muscles.
Pecs?
Like one to.
No, your that's pecs?
Your, no, that's your chest.
Your traps? Or no, sorry, your lats? Your lats?
Sometimes, I mean, Lord, just give me the power to get through.
Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike!
Hey, Philmo, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Good to hear.
I just think that Guru, you've been kind of wrong the last, or I've been, let me know, you're not wrong, because I may not be wrong, right? But your opinion has been kind of off. So you would take Giannis, who we already know who he is. Sometimes knowing somebody who they are is not a good thing. You know he don't shoot free throws well, right? We know that he's kind of injury prone. We know his age is what it is. Hooper Flagg, in my opinion, is a big deal. Like,
no,
he has like some buzz. So like my point is like you usually go for the ha ha. Like, Cooper Flagg is all that in a bag of chips. He Caucasian. All that good. He got it. Not saying that that's the reason why, but, you know, he's like a big hype. Like, that buzz along and that mystery can add to the intrigue of, man, you linking Cooper Flagg with Steph Curry. Who's not a better example of who to be like a superstar you should carry yourself after than Steph Curry? You get the modem and so many storylines. I think you're really shutting down, like you're seeing Giannis like as a finished package, but Cooper Flagg could be better than Giannis.
No, hey, Mike, I'm not to cut you off. He could, but what if he doesn't get to that level? Giannis is still a top five player, and you put him with Curry, and then you got life after Curry to where you don't got to watch the seed grow. The plant is Giannis. I'm just saying, I think
honestly it'd be much more cooler for Cooper Flagg because when Steph leaves, you truly gotta okay, I understand if he don't pan out. But if he does pan out, you got the face of the league. You went from Steph Curry to another face of the league? Like, come on, you got to think about that. Then you got Steve Kerr in his ear. You got Mike Dunleavy in his ear. You got Draymond giving him some grit, some toughness, some no. He ain't gonna be no punk. Like that would be. Oh my God, if we get, that would be the greatest thing.
Wow,
I would want Cooper Flagg more than Wimby. For real, because
really?
He got more draw. I'm saying as far as like appeal for my the way I want gotcha. My team to play. I want Cooper Flagg over Wimby. Wimby kind of he a big man. Sometimes big men don't translate, and he from France.
Mike, I gotta be honest with you. I love everything you're saying, but if I had a penny for every time you mentioned Caucasian, so you think that's something like you like that.
Well, no, I mean, it's a good thing. I'm not a racist.
No, I know you're not. I'm just, yeah, you said it like it's the next coming of Larry Bird.
That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing.
I didn't call you racist.
He got a lot of hype. That's a beautiful thing. That's a great thing. A great white hype. That would be awesome for the Bay. We need that energy.
So, Goo, did you just, thanks, Phil.
And it was obliques I was looking for, Evan.
Well, he said obliques.
Did
of course, you didn't listen.
No, I'm fighting for my life. So, Theodore Rangoo, you're the worst at describing.
Let's talk about the baby backs.
My man.
I just thought it was funny the way, I thought you were talking about like, I don't know, a white race car driver.
The Caucasian?
A Caucasian. I thought you said a Caucasian.
Brad Pitt.
I told you guys about what you've been doing here lately.
Which is what?
It's boring.
What are you doing?
We ain't going down the racial road, but we have been. Because in
let's
the
do it. Let's
in the
go
green
down the racial
room,
road.
I say cream rises to the top, and then my two whiter counterparts laughing, hee-hawing, and I'm like, what could they be laughing? What did I miss? Guru, it's not top. It's not crop. I didn't say crop.
You did.
I did. So here we
and
go
you actually,
again.
You've actually said it once Car on the air it. And then once in private. Can we get to Bobby Marks?
By the way, before we
do,
you know what else we would be seeing, speaking of Caucasians?
Okay.
Is Cooper Flagg being paired in Golden State with his favorite team select teammate?
Oh my gosh, how did we forget?
Remember
I know
when he
you
played
know,
for the Team USA select team last summer?
Remember who he said his favorite?
His favorite teammate.
I'm drawing a blank.
Pods can dunk. Remember he said Pods?
He said it was Pajemski.
All white backcourt. Yeah.
Here's the other thing. You want to send Jimmy Butler into ruin the franchise mode, go draft Cooper Flagg. He wouldn't stand for it.
Oh, what?
Hey, by the way, okay, yeah. I'm gonna tell you something.
Okay.
So
I'm telling you got tennis elbow.
You're all over social media.
I wouldn't say
and sometimes stuff pops up on my feed. What's Jimmy Butler doing?
Can I tell you what
did
I
did you
think
see
is?
Him? Yeah. He was like getting new clothes.
We'll be fine.
And
he's living his best life. Hey, why are you questioning it though? Tell us what you're really trying to say. Because
okay, I will tell you what I'm really trying to say.
I have a formula, but I'm in the lab with it.
Okay, I am really getting the sense that Jimmy Butler is a huge. Huge Jimmy Butler fan.
T.O. loves him to T.O. I love that. Nothing wrong with it.
The audacity.
I'm a little worried about my guy, Jimmy Butler.
But there's more, Stoddy. Keep going.
No, it's like he was at a, he had a video where he's clearly at a clothing store that's clearly unbelievably high end. Right.
And nothing wrong with it.
And it's like a video of him trying something on, and he's looking at himself in the mirror, and he's saying, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that looks nice.
I like that.
Yeah. That's a nice fit. And I'm thinking, boy, times have changed.
Yeah.
It is kind of strange for how reclusive he appears to be in person.
How expressive
he is on social media.
Yeah.
Like, he has a massive following, but he posts a lot of stuff about himself.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, our friend Jim Molay just said it. Gotta learn, and this is what I teach my kids, gotta learn to love yourself before you can love others, Steiny. That was personalized to you and Evan.
Well,
I mean, it's okay to love yourself.
Self-love?
But it's not cool to worship yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Well, there's cameras everywhere. IG
well, especially
is about,
from his
let
handler.
Let me show you what I'm eating.
He has a handler. He's got a video.
Okay. People follow him. He's a big deal. So if you were out golfing and somebody said, I want to film you doing whatever you do.
For how much?
Okay, well,
how much?
Yeah.
Exactly. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
You've been on one in a good way, and I don't want to read this, but I will because it's probably going to get you upset. Steiny, you should know something.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
About having an oversized ego. Theodore Rand.
I'm as humble as it gets.
Next question.
See, I... Okay.
Some would say, why do you need to be humble?
One of my strengths, and I've had it my entire life.
Okay.
And it's a... and I'm
now,
not...
Now, we want to know why you would have to be humble. Like, who are you? But go ahead. I'm listening. Your
Shut
entire life.
One of the things that I excel at, and it's because my parents made me who I am, is I've got a sense of humility that others don't have. In other words, even though to outsiders, my life looks super impressive, I look super successful, I've got it all going on, I don't view myself like that. I view myself as just another guy punching the clock, trying to be as positive and uplifting and as good a citizen as I can be. But I don't have an outsized ego. Goo, I had a marginal playing career. I had a pretty modest professional career. Sure, I conquered any kind of media platform that I was presented with.
Who's this guy?
But in the grand scheme of things, it really wasn't anything to be overly proud of. And that's why you and I are different, because you're seeking out something from fame and fortune.
Oh my.
Like you're
now I get
you're
hit
really
it.
Hungry
please.
for a fame and a fortune and a notoriety and to be recognized. And I'm just telling you, Goo, as somebody who I have that at my fingertips. It's still not all it's cracked up to be.
You're the king of humble brag, man. That was, wow. But unfortunately, Sonny, the committee deems you
one guy,
a narcissist.
One right? guy.
You are. And it's okay. Just own it. And that's what Jimmy's doing.
And that's what life's about.
Yeah.
I am Jake Paul.
Okay, there we go. Jimmy Butler, man.
What about
now? Has any one person text or called? I'm being honest. Thank you, Mike. This said I would take Giannis. Am I Gilligan?
No.
No, stop.
You know what? And I always have to do this.
Am I Gilligan?
Because some people aren't familiar with the show. 650, please tell me this is shtick. Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
To some degree.
Yeah.
Not all degree. You know.
But you are successful in life. Depending on what scale you're looking at it.
I should be...
Got a home.
I should be more well compensated. That's my only gripe.
For
but,
what?
But money doesn't buy
happiness.
Are you
talking about here?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, you got to have a take. So that's part of the calculation. You can't just rip mine and get the big dollars, Donnie. You got to bring something to the table. You do. But you know how to just...
Know how to just what?
Well, you've never been in trouble.
Yes, I have.
Because when they take
and
you
that's
down
the other
to the
thing.
Place,
and that's the other
have
thing.
Somebody come in and talk
no.
to you, you know you messed up,
I forgot
up,
about
right?
this.
You're great at that.
You were inaccurate again as soon as you came in today, okay? He turns the corner.
What?
Right? He turns the corner into the room.
Yeah, and he I greet both of you.
Hey, guys. And I looked at him and, like, nodded. And he's like, I said hello. And I was like, okay. And he said, Steiny, I got to tell you something, man. You're lucky that we don't have a relationship
I admit it.
In the pen.
Yeah, prison.
You're lucky we're not in the pen.
Yeah, because I could have did some things
okay.
to you.
And let me ask you this, Mouth. How many times have you been behind bars?
It don't matter.
I've been
people.
Behind bars twice.
Well, once for me.
Twice.
Yeah.
So
once for me.
You wouldn't.
No, but I've had people in that culture, in that life, and we've sat up in the ones that want to talk to you about it and tells you what goes on, Stoney. Like, when I come in, Evan, it's respect. Hey, D, how you doing, Goo? I look forward to that. And you look me up and down like a vegetable you don't want to eat, like, looking at. I'm like, I didn't sleep with you last night. Just what's up? And I don't play those morning games with you. So when you see old Goo come through, just holler. What up? That's it?
Monkey bars don't count, Steiny.
What did you go to, please?
I told you this twice.
You've taken a mugshot.
I went to
for jaywalking?
No, it was a bad stretch of a weekend in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
You tear a house up?
Okay, so...
Uh-oh.
You want to hear the story?
Tales from the Pit. Give it to us.
So I'm...
I can lick it up.
No, you can't. I'm not on a rap sheet.
Oh, okay.
I'm in
don't lie.
Hyannis, Cape Cod, and going out with a buddy of mine, and he had too much to drink, and he was driving, and I was in the passenger side.
Oh, boy.
But I wasn't driving.
I got you.
I just...
You know how
so
it goes.
he gets a DUI.
Yikes.
And then they had to... I was like, all right, like, they're taking him in, and I'm like, all right, Todd, see you later. Yeah, good luck. And they're like, well, you're not going anywhere. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, you're coming with.
Oh,
and I'm like, why? I'm 21 years old. I'm drunk, but I wasn't driving. And they're like, you're coming with us to protective custody.
Dude.
I'm like,
are you arguing?
What are you talking about? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you have been drinking, so now we're taking you to the clink, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not in this one.
Who came and got
so,
you?
Nobody. So I go to the Hyannisport jail, and my buddy Todd is in one clink.
Sounds like the nicest jail in the world.
And I'm in the other clink, and, you know, we got in there about 1 a.m, and, you know, I'm kind of... Now I'm in there and I'm like, I can't believe I'm in here, but fine, I'll get out of here in a second. And an hour later, it's about 2 a.m, and Todd's dad comes to bail out Todd.
Yeah.
And so I hear him kind of faintly. Oh, Todd's getting out. And I hear my buddy say, my buddy Todd,
what'd you
say to his dad, hey, what about a Matt? And his dad goes, yeah, I have no idea who he is. He's on his own. So he gets out, I fall asleep, and now it's about 6 a.m, and I'm saying, all right, hey, get me out of here.
Or give me a phone call.
I said, you know, look, I haven't done anything. And they said, well, you're in protective custody now, so the only way you get out is if you pass a breathalyzer. But we can't hold you more than 12 hours. So I blew it like 7 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
And they wouldn't let me out. So you can. And so
yeah.
It was 11 a.m. And I'm like, I want to get out of here. And I blew again. Anyway, I didn't get out till 2,
yeah.
Which was 12 hours after I'd been booked.
Oh, man, what a story.
Then.
Did your parents find out?
No. They did find out about, that was just the one night. 2 nights later, I found myself in jail again.
For what?
So, fighting. I've never been in a fight in my life.
Sounds like you've barely been to jail.
So I get back Saturday after that nightmare, have the weekend, and now it's like I'm starting a job on Monday, painting. And I had to go to the next town over, and I didn't have a car. And so my buddy had a motorcycle, and he's like, you can take the motorcycle. And I was like, oh, I'll just take the motorcycle to work. And I drove, got on the motorcycle, started it, got about 2 blocks from home. And the next thing I know, I'm getting pulled over by a cop.
For what?
And he goes, where's your helmet? And I said, yeah, I don't have one. He goes, you need a helmet to ride a motorcycle. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't have one. Let me see your license. I give him my driver's license. He's like, no, where's your motorcycle license? I'm like, what? I have a car license, the same thing, right? And they're like, no, you need a motorcycle license. So you don't have that either. I'm like, no. And he's like, all right, give me the insurance. I said, I don't know where the insurance is. He checks. My buddy Horace didn't have any insurance. He cuffed me. I said, there's really no need to put handcuffs on me. And they took me like a half hour away to Hyannis.
How long was this visit?
I spent another like 4 hours in the jail. This was during daytime. And then eventually I saw the judge and got fined something. And then they let me go. And I'm...
Where are your parents?
I was working away from home. Well, you know, wow. I was like, working at the shore.
So were you in there with some tough guys?
Both times I was in there alone.
That explains a lot. Oh, damn, they call that downtime, Donnie.
So did you keep the job?
The painting?
No.
And did you make it day one? No.
No, I never made it there.
Wow.
And I owed Horace Madison $600 because they impounded the bike. I couldn't afford to get it out.
Well, he should have known you didn't have insurance. I wouldn't have paid it.
I should have known.
Well,
he give you a bike without insurance on it?
Yeah, and a helmet.
Hey, you know what? Great Alex Rodriguez once. It was a loosey-goosey period.
That's pretty good stuff.
All right. Oh, boy.
You got us through that segment.
Well, I got us through it, but we'll see what the boss thought of it.
I saved the day.
All right, we'll come back in more prison stories on 95.7 The Game. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.